See, that's H3 goes right through that now. Avenue H, I think it's called. H3 is looking at
the anyhow. Avenue H,
yeah. Not again, that big, tall courthouse. That other one, I saw it built. It was built in 1916-17.
Really? Huh. What did they have before?
There was a courthouse there before, sure, but a wooden building.
Oh.
The one they got there now, that's the third one already.
I see. Yeah, my husband's father had a tire company about a block from the courthouse. And, so I, you know, we used to go down there sometimes, and I'd see
of all downtown Lubbock, do you know there's but one building left today that was there in 1970, that's the Lindsay Theater. You know what that is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now that's on the same block that they call them, the West Side Square. That's all gone. It's all different buildings now.
That's incredible.
See, I got pictures of all those streets here.
All of downtown has been replaced.
Yeah, it has.
Amazing. Where was your, you just told me where your father was from. Tell me again.
Well, where my father was from?
Yeah, he was born in High Hill, is that right?
No, I was born. My father is himself, was born in Europe, in Austria.
Oh.
He was 5 years old when he came over in 81.
What town in Austria do you know?
Alstadt, A-L-L-S-T-A-D-T.
A-L-L-S-T-A-D-T, okay.
Some call it Wachstadt, but also it's a suburb of Wachstadt.
Oh. Maybe I'll get to see it this summer if I get to go.
Well, it's behind the Iron Curtain, I'm afraid.
Oh.
And besides, I think that's all been, bulldozed.
Oh, really?
I understand.
Oh, hmm.
That's what I hear. I had a cousin going over there last September. He didn't try to go there.
Oh.
His daddy comes from there, too.
Uh-huh. Well, where was your mother born?
Also in Europe.
Uh-huh.
In the same area. What do you call it? That town is called Lausch. L-A-U-T-S-C-H.
H. Is that also in Austria?
Yes. Now all that is in Czechoslovakia today, since 1917.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I can't spell Czechoslovakia. What was your father's occupation? He was, now that's the third time I've asked you that. He was a wheelwright.
Blacksmith and a wheelwright.
Yeah, and a blacksmith. See, I didn't write it down, so I forgot. Okay, what did your mother do? Did she work at home, or did
no,
she...
No, she was housewife.
Huh? And how much school did your father have? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I couldn't answer that. You know, the mistake we all make is not asking our parents, our grandparents about the earlier days and and the family tree and this and that. At that time, history wasn't so important like it's now and then, too. As a kid, I wouldn't dare ask. The older people probably get pushed away, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't take the interest in stuff like that, and I wish I'd have done it. Oh, man, I could have asked a million questions.
Yeah.
But when I asked my daddy about different things about High Hill, oh, what you want with that? What you want with that? And I started doing research. See, I wrote the High Hill book. It might be here in the closet.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, he said to me, what you want to do with that stuff? After it was finished, he was proud of it.
That's funny. Oh,
I was always discouraged. But anything I undertook to do, I was discouraged.
Huh. Wonder why?
I don't know.
Huh.
That's the way it was.
Did y'all speak German at home?
Do what?
Did you speak German at home?
Oh, yes. I was about 7 years of age before I started speaking American.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, that's what's all. Grew up in the German language, and of course you spoke that. And besides Schulenburg, and also Weimar was pretty much of a German town in those years. Now it's Bohemian and American. See, we were here. This was almost 100% German town, and it has died out down to American and Bohemian.
Hmm.
So many people buy those weekend places now. People from the city come over here and retire and live in Schulenburg. Well, in fact, so many small towns are invaded like that now by retirees.
Yeah.
Get away from that hurdy-gurdy thing of the big city.
Yeah.
I worked in Houston 15 years.
Oh, did you?
In my trade. That's where the money is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, I enjoyed it. God almighty. The people were so different there.
Yeah.
I still belong to two dance clubs. I still belong to a pool club there, but I don't go there no more.
Yeah. Well, did you like it better or not as well? Or?
I like